Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for December 15th. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise if possible when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I want to thank you for all that you have done for me and First Baptist. Lord, you're just a good God. You are so good. I had a thousand tongues. I could not thank you enough. Father God, I want to thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, just thank you. I want to thank you for waking us up this morning with a reasonable proportion of health and clothing our right mind. Father God, I want to thank you for Pastor Tucker and his guidance. I'm going to ask you to prop him up on all leaning sides and give him the strength to keep going on. Father God, I want to thank you for her. I want to thank you for his daughter, Lisa. Lord, I want to thank you for helping us and allowing us to be able to give away toys to needy kids this past weekend. Lord, you are just so good to us. And Lord, I just want to thank you in Jesus' name for all you've been doing for us. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Brenda Sellers.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends and visitors. This is the third week of Advent, and it's about joy. The good news of Jesus' birth should bring us great joy. I will be reading four scriptures that tell us about joy. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15, verse 13. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. James chapter 1, verse 2. For all the gods of the idols, but the Lord made the heavens. I'm sorry. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majestic are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 26 through 27. Sing praises to the Lord, O ye his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalms 30, verses 4 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he is forever worthy of all of our praises. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come tonight, thanking you for your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present time, knowing, Lord God, that you know what we want come against, and you know the bridges that we would have to cross. But Father God, we just want to thank you for being there with us whenever we need you. All we had to do is call on you, and you were there to answer. We stumble and fall, you were there to pick us up. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. Now, we thank you for keeping us through this pandemic so this far. Thank you for keeping the family. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. We pray for the sick and the shed in tonight, the bereaved families, the ones that we know and the ones that we don't know. And, Father God, I lift up my brother Samuel to you tonight, Lord. Lord, that you are able to do all things. Lord, we ask that you would just fix whatever he stands in need of tonight. Father God, we know that you are able to do it. And we pray for our sister, Lord, Lucille in Georgia. Praying, Lord, that you will be with her. Lord, you have brought her from a long ways, and we ask, Father God, that you will continue to be with her. Lift her up off her bed of affliction. We pray for Pastor Tucker and his family. And Lord God, we pray for Reverend Young, who will bring us the message tonight. We ask you, Father God, to give him a word from on high that will set our souls on hallelujah fire. And Father God, we thank you for the people that are on the team that is make sure that we can do this and keeping us and doing that enabled us to do what we are doing. And we thank you, Father God, for all who is connected. And we thank you for all who had anything to do. Lord, and we praise your holy name tonight, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. We praise and we ask you to continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to take it directly to the Lord in prayer. We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, saints. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, we come before you with humble hearts and great gratitude for all the love and care that you've shown us. Father, we thank you for allowing us to convene with our prayer service each and every Wednesday evening, Heavenly Father. It's an opportunity for us to draw even closer to you and to fellowship with one another and to lean on one another, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for all our blessings. We thank you for the wonderful gift of family and friends and other loved ones. We thank you, Father, for having us able to have food on our tables, a roof over our head, medication for those who need healing. Father, we thank you for just having the opportunity to come to you to lift up our thoughts and prayers and concerns. For Father, we know that you can do all things but fail. Lord, we know at times we're troubled by the things that we experience. We see devastation and destruction around us. We see those who are homeless, those who are hungry, those who have been separated from family. Father, we ask that you shine your everlasting light upon them. Give them whatever it is they stand in need of, Father God. And Lord, on this day, we also ask that you bless all of the First Baptist family, our pastor and all of the ministerial staff, our ushers, our trustees, our deacons and deaconesses, and all the saints who do the heavy lifting, all the various ministries, reaching out to the community and helping those in need. Father, we thank them and we ask that you continue to bless them and have your favor upon them. Lord, and as we go through this Yuletide season, we ask that we always keep our thoughts on our Lord and Savior. It's because of him, Father God, that we have this opportunity to convene together, to fellowship and pray together for the one who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins. And so we thank you, Father God, for allowing your Son to be that sacrifice to save us and to give us the opportunity to have life everlasting. In the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker, Reverend Emmett S. Young, Executive Assistant to the Reverend Dr. Frank B. Tucker.
Down. yesterday. But when I face it away, under the shadow of its wings, then I suddenly hear it say, peace that passes all.
Good evening, my First Baptist Church family and friends, all those who have gathered tonight on this blessed time of prayer, of focus, of meditation. First and foremost, giving all glory, honor, and praise to our God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to the Holy Spirit who sustains us and leads and guides us to all truth. I sincerely thank Pastor Tucker for allowing us this chance and this opportunity as a church body, a body of believers, to gather together and an opportunity to share with you tonight. Thanks to all those who have any part in this Wednesday prayer call experience. It has been a blessing to be able to join together with First Baptist to do this. And so thank you to all those who have who put this together, and all of our AV folks. God bless them. Thank them for all their help and for all their love and participation. I thank God for First Baptist. You all have been so kind in sharing with me, even in coming. And I'm just, for those who I've seen, I may not have seen your whole face, maybe just your eyes or your ears, but I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for your kindness, and I look forward to fellowshipping with you all even more in the future. Let's look to the Lord. God, we thank you once again for an opportunity we have just to share tonight, just to share together, to pray together, to worship together, to experience the blessedness of your grace together, to be in Christian community together. And not only that, but even, God, once we depart from our phones, to go out into the world together to share your goodness and to be your light. Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct on tonight as we have these moments of meditation, that we will truly feel in our hearts your presence, but also know that we are saved, and to know that salvation is offered to those who need it. So the challenge is before us. God, give us what we need to take it on, to trust you, and to do what it is you've called us to do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. These moments of meditation are just that. I promise I won't be before you long. This is it's not a sermon, but it's a moment of meditation. And as such, when we are called to be in these spaces where we are supposed to think about God's goodness, I ask you a question. Actually, I have a request of you. My request is quite simply this: to think about that thing, whatever's been on your heart or your mind, that family member who's in the hospital, the family member who maybe you need reconciliation with, the person that you're dealing with on your job, maybe it's the job itself. Think about this Christmas season. Tosha Deacon Braxton said this Yuletide season that we experience at this time every year. Whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, grab it. Grab hold of it. Think on it. Just think on it. Let me tell you why I request this, because in these moments of meditation, oftentimes those things that arrest our hearts or our minds, because of the nature of what they are, it can lead us to worry. And quite simply, if I had to title tonight, it would just be simply this: worrying won't work. Worrying won't work. Someone once said, why worry when you can trust? Because it's like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Whatever it is that you've got going on in your lives right now in this Christmas season, there are those who are hustling and bustling. Just the other day, I was out shopping, thanking God that I had already gotten my sons everything, just about everything that they had asked for, because the stores have been kind of crazy. Not pre-COVID crazy, but certainly, they've been kind of all over the place. There are things that weren't there. People upset because they didn't have something that their child wanted. People fighting over this stuff. It's ridiculous how this time of year brings out the nuttiness in all of us, because we're trying to put our hands on something. We're trying to put our hands on a material possession that somebody else wants. And then there are others of us who are trying to put our hands on some emotional things that we stand in need of. The need to feel loved, the need to be heard, the need to have a place where, where you can be able to work and to gain the need. Some of us have such emotional needs and physical needs, and then there are the spiritual needs. God, are you hearing me? I'm going through this. I'm going through that. Lord, are you really listening to me? I think that the pandemic has taught a lot of us that moments of stillness are often needed, because it's in those moments where we can hear God the best. And in these things, as what we have in front of us, the kids, the grandkids, the jobs, the going to and from, all that, the worries about COVID and Omicron and this and that, worrying won't work. Let me give it to you straight. Jesus in Luke chapter 12, and I love the Luke experience. We often quote from the Matthew experience, Matthew chapter 6, when we talk about this idea of worry, but Luke chapter 12 really gets into it. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends 70 out. He's already sent his disciples out. He's given them authority to go into all the places. That's where he tells them, if they go somewhere and they're not accepted, shake the dust off of your feet. And then after that, he sends 70 out. When he sends 70 out, they come back praising, saying, man, exactly what you said happened. A little later on in that chapter, you'll find that there's a lawyer who wants to learn from Jesus. And he asks him, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus throws the question back on him and says, what does the law say? And he simply says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. In Luke chapter 12, after talking about the sign of Jonah, after giving it straight to the Pharisees with no chaser, because that's exactly what he did, and they were mad at him. After all that, Jesus talks about a God who knows us and cares about us. In chapter 12, verse 22, he says to his disciples, for this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life, as to what you will eat, your body, as to what you will put on. For life is more than food,
and the body more than clothing. He goes on, if then you cannot do even a little thing, why do you worry about other matters? Consider the lilies and how they neither toil nor spin. But I tell you, Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. And then he says that verse that we talk about, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be added unto you. Worrying won't work. Worrying is a Greek term. And in that expression, you know what worry means? It means to be properly drawn in opposite direction, divided into parts, to be anxious or be troubled with cares. When you worry, it literally tears you away from the fabric of faith for which you said you expressed in Jesus Christ. When you worry, you literally set yourself in two different directions. You worrying about this and worrying about that, and you're being torn away from the faith that you say that you express in God. Hear what I'm telling you. Worrying, yes, is honestly a human thing, because all of us at some point in time have worried about something. But yet, when Jesus says, don't worry about your life, he says, don't be torn into different parts. Don't be divided as to who you are. And he says twice the word consider. Now, the word consider comes from the Greek verb katanoeo. It means to consider attentively, to fix one eye or mind upon. Here's the blessing. Even when you and I begin to worry about stuff and are divided from one way into another, it's not too late to focus. It's not too late to listen to what the Lord says. And what does he say? He says, consider. In other words, when you are worrying about something, take a moment and focus. Fix your eyes and your mind upon the very one that has numbered the hairs on your head. The Lord Jesus says this. There's no need to worry about life. There's no need to worry about what you're going to put on. There's no need to worry about that Gucci belt that you asked your boo for, and you know good and well they ain't got the money to give it to you. There's no need to try to worry about that dog that you know you're not going to get for another Christmas. There's no need. There's no need to worry about that stuff. There's no need to worry about the shoes, no need to worry about the house and all that stuff. There are problems each and every single day. And here's the thing. If the lawyer asks Jesus about inheriting eternal life, and Jesus points him to the law and says, this is what you got to do to inherit eternal life. Love the Lord your God, love with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. In other words, you and I have been granted eternal life by the graciousness of God. We accept Jesus Christ into our hearts. Eternal life is ours, and that's the dividing, that we literally get divided between eternal life and the life that we live that has all kinds of problems, all kinds of worries. When the car breaks down and there's not enough money, when you don't have enough money to try to buy the gifts that your kids want for Christmas, when there's this and that happens, the washer and dryer breaks down, but because the supply chain is messed up and there are all kinds of things on shipping containers all throughout the country that are not being moved, we're worrying. And when you worry, you take your eyes off the Lord. That's why I say for the believer, worrying won't work. Don't be divided, but trust the Lord. Jesus says, if God has clothed the lilies of the field and they lily on, guess what? You're going to be all right. If the birds of the air can sing wonderful natural songs to God every time they tweet, real tweet, not like the tweet we do, but every time they tweet, they sing their natural song to God that is worship and praise, then guess what? Then you and I ought not worry at also. Because when we worry, we take our focus off of God, the blessing of eternal life that he has given us, and we put it on stuff that God has already taken care of. You just heard it in the song. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Whatever it is you're worrying about, put it in the hands of God. Whatever it is that's on your heart or your mind, put it in the hands of God. That loved one who is sick, in God's hands. That financial issue, in God's hands. The relationship issue, in God's hands. The coronavirus, in God's hands. The church and ministry, in God's hands. Put it all in his hands. I like that song. I put it all in his hands. My worries, my problems, I put it all in his hands. Through sickness and death, I put it all in his hands. My life, my issues, my work, I put it all in his hands. That's why even Paul gives it to us. Do not be anxious. Do not worry about anything, but in prayer, everything, application with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and secure your mind, your heart, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Worry doesn't work. Worry won't work. We're believers. And especially in this time of year, where there's so many worries in front of us, we trust in the mighty and strong hand of our God. When we're distracted, when we're divided, make no mistake about it, we serve the God that can help us collect ourselves together and be able to focus on Him. Worrying won't work. Trust in the Lord in everything. God bless you.
The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds to show your appreciation for Reverend Young. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you,
Thank you, Reverend.
We will now have prayers and remarks by Reverend Tucker.
Certainly, we want to thank God for this blessed experience that we have had tonight. We want to say thank you to Reverend Emmett Young III, who has blessed our hearts on today with a very inspiring and timely message this evening. And then we want to thank each one of the persons who participated in this wonderful experience tonight. We are grateful to each individual that's on the line tonight, and we know that you have been blessed, and you continue to be blessed because we see the numbers of persons who are on the line, close to 100 persons on the line, and we thank God for each one of you who share in this wonderful and blessed experience that we have as a First Baptist Church family on Wednesday evenings. We encourage you then to join us on Sunday morning when we have our men's emphasis experience. The Reverend Peggy Miller will be the preacher for the occasion, and we encourage the men to invite others to come and join us on Sunday as we experience again this and enjoy the Advent season. Christmas Eve, our Christmas Eve musical service will be aired on December the 24th at 10:30 p.m. Please plan to use the various mediums of worship platforms that we have in First Baptist Church and enjoy the special presentation that will be presented by our music department with special music guests coming in, and you will miss a treat if you fail to prepare to be with us on the 24th Christmas Eve at 10:30 p.m. And then we invite you also to be with us on the last Wednesday night, and prayer meeting experience on December the 29th at the 7 p.m. hour. Same hour. Join us and be blessed, as that will be a special focused prayer experience as well. And then our watch night service will be very brief, but if you come at 11:50 p.m. on December 31 and join in the special time of prayer that will be available using the same call-in platform as you use tonight, you will be blessed. The offices for 2022 are to be turned in, and we trust that you will do that on by Friday, December the 17th. All of the leaders are expected to be a part, expected to present your officers in the church office, or email them to Sister Elizabeth Hunter Williams. And we're going to need some persons to share in our security ministry, And we trust that if you are interested in doing that, that you would make that known to our by calling our church office as well, and let our clerk know, or make it known to us that we will have can plan to have security when it's needed at the various points in our ministry that we will need it. On the Friday, December the 17th, we will be celebrating the life of our beloved sister, Livia Ann Wright. And the services will be held at the First Baptist Church. Viewing for the family and friends will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Viewing only, and we ask that that's certainly to for friends to come and share and view at that time, and say a distant hello to the family. All attendees must follow the First Baptist Church COVID-19 guidelines that's been prepared, and you should be able to get them through our newsletter. If you will just check your email for that, you can get it as well. The private service for 50 invited family members will start at 11 a.m., and it may be viewed on the First Baptist Church virtual platforms, Facebook and Zoom, and you can plan to see it that way if you desire to do so. We are certainly grateful to all of you and all persons who are continually praying for our members, and we ask you to continue to do so. Deaconess Sylvia Clater is doing well and recuperating at home. Continue to keep her in prayer. Sister Queen Glimp and Sister Gracie Glimp should be kept in prayer also. Their cousin, Brother George Glimp, who resides in Columbia, South Carolina, transitioned. The arrangements are still pending. We are now going to open up the lines for 20 seconds for prayer requests. 20 seconds, the lines will be open for you to make your prayer requests. You may do so just now as the lines are being opened.
So we will pray for the fleet time, O Lord. I pray for the great time. I pray for Queen Mary Gracie and Nancy and their family. Pray for my family, the fleet time, the beautiful family. My church family, O Lord. Be with us all and bless us all. I just say thank you.
God our Father, we come now asking thy blessings upon those individuals who have cried out seeking your blessings. We pray for all of those families that has made requests, the Fleet family, the Younger family, the Glimp family, the Wright family. We pray, O God, you're delivering them, Master, and blessing them as only you can do. We pray for those who have asked and pleaded and made their cries out to you tonight, O God. We pray that you will bless them and fortify them and strengthen them and heal them as only you can do. And then, God, we pray for each individual who's attending this experience, O God. And we ask that you would bless them with all that you have for them, and bless them that they may be able to be relieved of any problems, any cares, any frustrations in their lives. We pray, O God, that you would provide health and healing where needed, O God, that you would enable them not to be weary about anything and have them not to grow weary in well-doing and weary in their own separation and alienation from one another, from themselves, and God, from you as well. We pray, O God, that you would grant unto them what they stand in need of, that they may not have the problem of wearing and separating themselves from you. We ask, O God, that you would grant unto them what they need, the things that they need. And, O God, keep them as only you can do. Help them, O God, to also to be focused on you. Help us to stay close to you. That help us to embrace you. Help us to draw nigh unto you, that our strength and our spiritual forces may be fortified and we may be able to draw closer and closer into the likeness that you would have us to be. Thank you, God, for our lives. Thank you for what you have done in our lives and how you have kept us and how you have watched us. We said thank you, God. Thank you for life eternal. Thank you for the provision that you've given to us through Jesus Christ, who makes it possible for us to enjoy the hope of eternal life. We said thank you, God. You've been so good to us, so merciful to us, so kind to us. And we want to glorify your name. We want to praise you. Give us what we need, that we might be a blessing to others, and that what we do will be magnified in this world, and you will get the glory and the honor. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen.